Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm spending more this Christmas because I'm able to.
I actually have two added members of my family, so gotta buy some baby gifts this year.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:47 here on a Monday morning.
Three
big things. Republicans moving forward with tax code overhaul package.
Two.
Power outage shuts down Atlanta Airport for 11 hours.
One.
Big wind farm proposed for Reno County. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
So far, traffic this morning looking good. It would be a good idea to be cautious out there overnight. We had fog, mist, and freezing temperatures, so could find a slick spot or two out there. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Hickory Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 58 degrees, mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 36. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high again, 58 degrees. Now fog, mist, and 28 degrees. Southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. That's right, if you've been in the car out overnight, get the scraper ready to go this morning. 28 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll right there on our webpage, knssradio.com, as always. And we're going to close out this question. How do you do most of your Christmas shopping? In brick-and-mortar stores, 22%. On the Internet, 28%. A nearly even mix of online and offline shopping, 50%. About half.
Yep.
There you go, Ted.
That's me.
There's Ted. He's right in there with the people who have a mix of online and offline. We have a new question today. What's your favorite meat for Christmas dinner?
What's your protein on Christmas?
Yeah. Beef? Turkey? No. Pork? Lamb? Or other? In pork, are you including ham there, Chad?
I believe that would.
I think that would cover it.
That would cover it. It'd be pork chops or ham. I'm thinking ham.
What about the Christmas goose?
Well, the goose is not on there.
Right. Yeah, very specifically says other right there at the bottom.
Other means goose.
Goose.
With turducken, goose.
Fall under that one, yeah.
So, anyway, there's the question. And Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. All right. A report by Refugees International says housing is urgently needed for tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans who lack power and safe water nearly 3 months after Hurricane Maria hit. The nonprofit group recently visited the U.S. territory to survey needs and examine the local and federal response to the storm. The team was shocked by the poor coordination and logistics on the island. Problems, the team says, delayed aid. They're still not getting things together. This visit is the first time Refugees International had organized a mission to a U.S. jurisdiction. How about that? They're forgotten. Nobody cares about them. Hey, people in Puerto Rico, who cares? 3 months. You would think they could get things up and running. I mean,
that's not a good situation.
Of course, here in Kansas, we get saved. The power goes down. Westar's out there in 15 minutes, usually. But this is a bigger
deal. This is a different situation.
The whole dadgum island pretty much wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
So it could take longer than 3 months to get even close to normal again for those folks. But all our best to you. We hope things turn out well. Investors are welcoming signs that congressional Republicans are solidifying support for a major overhaul of the nation's tax laws ahead of an expected vote this week. As a result, Wall Street capped the week with broad gains, propelling the major stock indexes to a new set of milestones Friday. The S&P 500 rose over 23 points, the Dow climbed 143, and the NASDAQ added 80. And the futures.
Wow, pretty robust there.
Futures are indicating, just a few minutes ago in the commodities update, Tom saying the futures indicating the Dow futures about 150 up right now.
Hmm.
Minutes after its midnight deadline to get the electricity back on at the world's busiest airport, Georgia Power announced early today that power had been fully restored to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International, where more than 1,000 flights were grounded just days before the start of the Christmas travel rush. They had an 11-hour power outage thanks to a fire there.
I was gonna, did Johnny unplug the cord again?
And
is that
it was
what
interesting.
Happened?
One of our sound bites from Fox News is some woman saying, they don't have a backup system? At the world's busiest airport, there's no backup system? Good question.
Well,
you don't have a backup generators or something?
When there's a fire, that puts everything into chaos.
I guess so. It's a good question, though. What happens if there's an international emergency? Japan's exports rose 16% in November from a year earlier, driven by robust overseas demand for cars and manufacturing equipment that is helping to sustain the longest economic expansion in more than 15 years. Business is good.
Well, there was a time when everything in the world was made in Japan, back in the 60s and the 70s.
Kind of got away from
that. And then China and Taiwan kind of took over that mantle, and Japan kind of got shoved down the list.
Looks like Japan's kind of
looks like Japan's coming back. Yeah.
Right. 6:52 now, Steve and Ted. Older women taking over. Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, created the MIT Age Lab. It's a research program that studies the population of 50 and older. The creator of the lab, Joseph Coughlin, says that retirement needs to be updated. We seem to concentrate on the years getting to age 65. But with lifespans growing well into the 80s and 90s, we're spending a third of our lives in retirement. The Census Bureau shows that there are nearly 50 million Americans who are 65 or older. And that number is projected to double by 2060 as 10,000 baby boomers celebrate their 65th birthday every day and will for more than a decade to come. The 50-plus group handles 70% of disposable income in the country. Age 60 and older controls 30% of wealth around the world. And the future is clearly female. Women live longer. They are the primary caregivers and the main officer of consumption in the home. And according to Coughlin, this major demographic is largely being ignored or marginalized. Worldwide, women consumers are more educated in all fields except engineering. Females are starting more businesses, employing more Americans, and continuing as primary caregivers. Women influence more major purchases like automobiles and real estate. So sharp marketers need to create rituals, practices, and products that cater to older women. If you think about growing up, there are parties for a birth, Sweet 16 celebration, and graduating and growing, career milestones, marriage anniversaries. But after the big retirement party, what is there other than the annual birthday cake? U.S. companies are missing the boat by not coming up with products that keep older consumers engaged and productive, particularly for women. Older Americans embrace technology, believe it or not, so there is ample room to market to them. Coughlin hopes that boomers will leave a legacy that a longer life can be a better life. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Thank you, Don. Today is National Roast Suckling Pig Day.
Yeah, I know. When's the last time you had a roast suckling pig?
Yeah, I thought I'd mention this because it's a doggone silly, okay? Now, a suckling pig is a young pig between the ages of 2 to 6 weeks, which is still fed by its mother's milk. The pig is roasted whole until the skin is crisp. The meat is tender and succulent. Suckling pig can range between 8 and 30 pounds and expect between $12 to $20 a pound depending on the market. These factors, coupled with the daunting task of roasting a whole small pig, makes the finished product a delicacy most everywhere in the world.
Well, I'm sorry that's not one of the specific choices on our news
quiz. Yeah, on our news quiz.
We did have pork listed, but let's get a little more specific.
Suckling pig. Well, like I said, I know it's goofy, but I caught my eye, so I thought I'd share with you this morning. Roast suckling pig. Have you ever had roast suckling pig, Tom?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, okay. Well, the closest I've got, I guess, maybe a grilled pork chop outdoors. What do you think? That's pretty close.
Mm.
No, not that really. All right, 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up, KNSS News at 7 o'clock, a complete look at today's news. Gasoline prices down over the past 2 weeks. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.